During these latest long COVID lockdowns, many people have lost work or hours, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne. We'll get a better idea of the toll it's taking when the latest unemployment figures are released today. But as our reporter David Sparks discovered, the loss of jobs is already particularly dire in southwest Sydney.
I'm here in Canterbury Bankstown, which is one of the hardest hit areas of this pandemic, not only in terms of the COVID numbers, but also in terms of the economic impact. And I have to say, just wandering around for half an hour, it is not difficult at all to find people who have lost work during this lockdown.
I work for the solar industry, and because of in the lockdown area, so most of our installers also they live in this area and the Canterbury Bankstown, and most of them get like restricted not to go out of their LGAs. So in this case, like everyone lost a lot of hours and work to be done.
Before the pandemic, how many hours or days a week would you do? And right now, how many are you doing?
I was working 5 days a week, about 50 hours. And now it's actually like maybe hardly 3 to 4 hours, maybe a day or even less. So I lost more than 30 hours per week.
I was working at a restaurant. So I was pretty good hours as well, you know, helping out. Everything was going pretty smooth. And soon after, we struck with this pandemic.
Are you getting any work at all?
Well, to be honest, like we're just getting 15 hours a week.
Right.
I got a family now. I got two kids.
Really?
How am I going to feed the family?
Only are you feeding your family?
Well, I'm getting a little support from the government, like the central link support that we could say. I mean, I'm not saving anything. Whatever I'm earning it, I'm putting it. And also, I'm taking, you know, loans from my friends to help myself.
And you also, mate, you've lost some work.
Actually, I'm not working since the lockdown started.
So you're not getting any work at all?
Any work. I'm just getting the support from the government, and which I'm very thankful for, and I'm glad for it, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, you're just sitting down like a piece of thing in the house. You don't have anything. Life is not happening. Neither you can't go out, neither your friends can't come and see you. Everything has become virtual. And at the end of the day, I feel like it comes down to mental health of a person.
Yeah.
And it's just like an animal which is caught in a cage, you know.
One thing that's becoming very clear is that a lot of the people who are really affected were working in hospitality. So before this lockdown, what work were you doing?
Cafe. 10 hours a day, 5 days a week.
And now?
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
How is that affecting your life?
Oh, it's bad. Miserable, depressed every day.
Are you keeping any contact with your boss?
Once a week, yeah, or a couple of days a week, yeah. They call me, yeah,
that's
just to see how I'm going, if I'm surviving, if I need anything. And that's very nice of them, actually.
A resident of southwest Sydney speaking with reporter David Sparks.